Hi, thank you for calling OMAX. My name is Cindy. How can I help you?
Good morning, Cindy. My name is Deborah Owens, and I know that I placed my auto ship on hold because I was moving. And I'm just checking to see when it's slated to start to go again because I may need it earlier now. Thank
Oh, okay. No problem. One moment.
you.
You're welcome. And what is your email address?
Email address is, I think this is the one you have, debkeith64@gmail.com.
Okay. You said Deb, DEB, and then what did you say, Keith?
Keith? Yep, that's my middle name, BEBKEITH.
Okay. Deb Keith
64.
64 at Gmail.
Yep. If you
Okay.
don't have that one, you have a Yahoo, a BJ Crazy CPA, but I think you have the Deb Keith, but I could be wrong because I've had your subscription for a while.
Okay, no problem. Let's see. Deb Keith 64 at gmail.com. Okay, no, nothing came up with that email. Hold on for one second.
Yeah, you might have the BJ Crazy CPA at Yahoo.
BJ, what?
Crazy, Crazy, CPA at
CPA at Yahoo.
Yahoo.com. Yep.
Okay, thank you. One moment. Okay, BJ Crazy,
Yep.
CPA at yahoo.com.
Yeah.
BJ Crazy, CPA. No, nothing came up. Hold on.
Well, that's weird. That
What's your first
happened.
and last name?
My first name's Deborah, spelled DEBORAH. Last name Owens, OWENS.
Oh, you know what? Let's see. One moment. Okay, now I have a Deborah. No, let's see. Would you happen to have an order number or anything like that?
You know, I don't, like I say, I always had this on auto ship, and I moved it from New Jersey to Tennessee back in June, so I just had it stop just until I got my bearings here. But
Okay.
I had thought they just put it on a temporary hold, but I could be wrong because
Let me just
maybe
double
that's
check
why you're
again.
not finding it. Yeah, maybe that's why you're not
DEB
finding it.
Deb Keith KEITH 64 at Gmail.
Yeah. I'm wondering now if it just now fell off the the grid because I had stopped the order and it might just be by accident. So
You should still come up in the system. It's like canceled.
oh, okay.
Okay, let's see. Then I'll try BJ Crazy CPA at Yahoo.
Yeah.
Let's see.
What, an old address? Maybe. I don't know if you could search for the address. I can give you my old address. I don't live there now.
Let's see. I wonder, like, if you ordered online or something, did you always order with
No,
the
when I originally did it, I was watching, it was via the phone, that I remember.
And what is the product that you ordered?
I ordered a Omax 3 Ultra Pure supplement.
Because I could, well, let's see, because I don't show that you're on a subscription.
Yeah, it's because I was for quite a while, and I just wanted to put it on hold. And I thought that's what happened. But like I said, obviously I must be wrong because I'd had a subscription for, gosh, I want to say a couple of years.
Okay.
I'm glad I called then, because that's what I'm like, where's my, I wonder how I haven't, why I haven't gotten anything replaced.
Let's see. You said Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Owens. O-W-E-N-S. Is it with an S or just? Okay.
It is with an S.
It is with an S. Okay.
Yeah.
I found a Deborah Owens. This customer hasn't placed any orders. Let's see. You know what? I found you. Let's see.
Oh, you
Are you at 1300 Avenue at Port Imperial, apartment 823?
That was my old address. Yeah.
Okay. That's the old
address. I haven't been there, though, since May. So.
Okay. So let's see how I can update the address. Yep. And I do show that you ordered the Omax 3, the Ultra Pure Omega 3 supplement.
That's it.
Okay. It says the next order in 61 days.
Oh, okay. Can I, any way I can move that up?
Mm-hmm. And then let me change the address, too.
Okay. Yes. Please do.
Okay. What is it? Add new address. Okay. Hold on. I don't know. I was playing around with the system, and I put you back in there.
And I apologize Deborah. For typing in your ear. I've just got someone.
No, that's okay.
Alone.
That's okay. Okay. And what is the new address?
It is 2368 Fairchild, which is all one word, F-A-I-R-C-H-I-L-D, Circle.
Okay.
And it's Nolensville, Tennessee. Nolensville, Tennessee.
And the zip code?
37135.
Okay. I have Deborah Owens, 2368 Fairchild Circle.
Yep.
And then Nolensville, Nolensville.
Yep.
You said Tennessee. And
Tennessee.
The zip code is 37135.
Correct.
And then do you want me, let's see, phone number 732-216-4399.
Yeah, I'm not changing that. It's still going to be New Jersey.
Still the same.
Too much attached
okay.
to it.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me just put that in the system too, even though we already had that, I think. Let's see. Okay, so I'll save that information. Okay. I updated the address. I had new address. One moment. I want to make sure it goes to the new address, default address. I don't want it. Let's see. Why don't I see the new address? Let's see. Hold on for a second. Let's see. One moment.
Sure. Take your time. No problem at all.
Now, I had the email address. It says.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious about.
Because this email address is not what.
I was going to say, if you have one as far back as something that says Comcast, that could tell you how long I've been purchasing this product.
I wonder if it'll let me update, edit customer info. Hold on for 1 second.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I prefer
changes.
The Gmail. Yeah.
Okay, so you want the Gmail account? Okay.
Yeah.
Because it looks like, no problem, it looks like they put in like a... for whatever reason, they didn't have an email address for you, so we just kind of created one. So
oh,
I'll put,
okay.
That's what looks like happened. Okay,
got
so
it.
You want the Gmail, and that would be debkeith64@gmail.
Correct.
debkeith64@gmail.
Perfect.
Okay, debkeith64@gmail. Okay, Deborah Owens, customer notes, save changes. Let's see, customer failed to say. What did it say?
was going to say, I don't know if you need to have an updated credit card as well, darling. I don't know which one you have. I mean, it should still be the same American Express, but.
Does it end in 2002?
Let me check that for you.
Okay.
Want to grab that because I want to say that sounds correct. Oh, I didn't keep my wallet so far out of my reach. It is 2002, an American Express.
All right. Let's see. I don't know why it still has this old address in here. I don't want it to go there. Well, let's see what happens. Okay. So when do you want to receive the next shipment?
You know what? I'd like to go ahead and get started as soon as you can do it.
Okay. So I'll set it up for tomorrow, the 28th.
Yeah, that would be great.
Wait a minute. Let's see. Uh-oh. Hold on for 1 second. Okay, so tomorrow would be the 29th. Update only next order date. Update on future. Okay, save changes. Okay, so it's updated. I don't know why I'm looking at this address, though. Let me, definitely don't want it to go to the old address. But it has a default address. Hold on for one moment.
Okay.
Let me just refresh the page and see what it gives me. Try to change his email again. One moment. debkeith64@gmail.com. Let's see. Customer called in to update the order and have it shipped. 12/29. Okay, so let's see if it updated.
Okay, perfect.
The weirdest thing, it's just not saving for some reason. Okay, so I'm looking at the order. I do show it's going out tomorrow, but for whatever reason, let me send a message to my supervisor because I want to make sure
okay.
It's going to go to the correct address.
Oh, although it may be dropped off at that because it's an apartment building. Yeah, it's not the current address, and this is where I am now as a house.
Address and shipping information, edit. Maybe this is the address. Okay. Okay, let me try to change it again and see what happens. Okay.
Okay.
What's the new address again?
It's 2368
mm-hmm.
Fairchild Circle.
One moment. Fairchild Circle. Okay, I'll take the apartment number out. And the city again?
Nolensville.
Nolensville. And that was in Tennessee, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and the zip code?
37135.
Okay, so I have 2368 Fairchild Circle.
Yep.
Hold on for a sec. Okay, and that's Nolensville, Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
37135. Name, phone number, Deborah Owens. Use an existing exiting. One moment, shipping address. Maybe I'll click. Let's see. All right, so let me save the changes and let's see if this is going to
okay.
work. Hold on for 1 second.
Perfect.
Save changes. Okay, one moment. All right, I did something right because it did update. One moment.
All right, very good.
Because I'm like, let me keep playing around with this because I know I had changed the address and it didn't update,
like,
but it did this time. Right, you know, I'm like, I'm going to keep working with it until I get it. Okay, 2368 Fairchild Circle, Nolensville, Tennessee, 37135. All right, let's see. I just want to make sure. 3 boxes. Order now. Yep, next order, December the 29th. All righty. Hold on for 1 second.
Perfect.
Now you know it's bothering about this email address.
Yeah.
Let me try yeah. this email one more time, and then I'll let you
know. You got
it. Hold on.
I was just saying, now you've memorized it. You're not going to be... You're going to be reciting that all day.
Right. Okay, so let's see. Let's try to get this email. Edit customer. Okay. Let me put that back in. Deb Keith, 64@gmail.com. Because it has a generic email in here. And why keep it if I know I have the correct one? Deb Keith, 64@gmail.com. All right, let's see what happens. Save changes. Customer information failed to save. Okay, well, that's okay. Hold on for a second. I might just give it to my supervisor and she could do it for me. And she can show me.
Well, for whatever reason. Well, that's probably why the correct one wasn't in there in the first place.
Mm-hmm. But it just will not let me edit it. But let's see.
Never got saved.
Mm-hmm. I have the correct address now, and the next shipment is due to go out tomorrow on the 29th.
Perfect.
Okay, and then let's see. What I'll do, I'll pass this information on to my supervisor, and hopefully she'll be able to put in the correct one. But if not, just ask the representative to pull it up by your name. That's what I did.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
We'll do, darling. Thank you so much for all
of
your
welcome.
Help.
I was determined to get this.
You were. You did a great job.
Oh, goodness. Now, would you like to try any of our other products?
No, thank you. I'm all set.
You're all set. All right. Well, I just had to ask. All right. Well, it was a pleasure speaking
yes.
with you. And thank you for being patient. And I just had to get the address right because I don't want it to go to the wrong address and you'll call me.
I know.
Like,
definitely not.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, thank you for calling OMAX.
And
have a great holiday and a great new year as well, okay?
Yes. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.